Mr. President, in addition to the statement by the distinguished representative of the European Union, I would like to make a few remarks in my national capacity. Let me begin by expressing our sincere appreciation and gratitude for the tireless efforts of the presidency, the facilitators, committee chairs, and of course the ISU staff. You all have supported the work of this review conference with great skill, dedication, and professionalism. We also appreciate, Mr. President, that you have assembled a gender-balanced team which reflects our ambition to apply a gender lens to the work of the conference. This review conference has left us with some mixed feelings. Let me begin with the positive. My delegation is pleased that there is a package with some, though limited, ambitions to take us forward in the upcoming intersessional period. As you know, Canada and the Netherlands have worked closely together with numerous other delegations to ensure a focused, effective, and substantive intersessional period program for the years 2023-2026. We see the working group as a broadly inclusive vehicle to formulate concrete measures to strengthen the Convention in its various aspects. There's a particular need to take concrete action towards the establishment of a science advisory board and an Article 10 implementation body. Moreover, the working group allows us to finally advance much-needed discussions on compliance and verification and more. Mr. President, we think we could have achieved more than we have now. Yesterday evening, there was an ambitious, timely, and carefully balanced package on the table. This package would have ensured progress on every aspect of the Convention, reflected the ideas and proposals of the vast majority, and sent the unmistakable message that the BTWC cannot remain gridlocked after the profound experiences of the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, not everybody in the room was prepared to join the cross-regional majority in endorsing this well-balanced and much-needed compromise document. What we have adopted this afternoon is a much more modest package than we discussed yesterday evening, so no reason for great joy. But some satisfaction is certainly justified, not only with regard to the intersessional program, but also regarding the reinforcement of the ISU. Mr. President, let me conclude by saying that we look forward to working with all state parties in further strengthening this vital convention at the meetings of the working group during the years to come. Thank you for your attention, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.